You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Recently, Foreign Minister and Deputy Prime Minister Winston Peters addressed the UN General Assembly regarding the New Zealand government's stance on world affairs. Peters discussed a variety of different topics, such as calling for a veto reform and announcing New Zealand's plans to petition for a seat on the UN Security Council for the 2039 to 2040 term. I spoke to the spokesperson for Peace Action Wellington, Valerie Morse, about Winston Peters at the UNGA, specifically regarding whether or not Peace Action Wellington believes the foreign minister adequately addressed Israel's war on Gaza and attacks on Lebanon, following the country previously agreeing on a UNGA resolution calling for Israel to end its occupation of Palestinian territories within 12 months. Recently, Foreign Affairs Minister and Deputy Prime Minister Winston Peters addressed the UN General Assembly, outlining the government's stance on world matters. How did this go?
Well, I guess what I would say is that the Foreign Minister Winston Peters has reiterated the New Zealand government's call for reform of the Security Council. That's their main agenda, and I think it's a good call. But I don't think actually they've taken enough aim at the United States. It's primarily been aimed at Russia and Russia's intransigence and activities in the Ukraine.
During Peters' address to the UNGA, Peters called for a veto reform and that New Zealand will campaign for a seat on the UN Security Council for the 2039 to 2040 term. As you just said, in his discussion around a veto reform, he called out Russia's illegal invasion of Ukraine and the nation's subsequent veto of a resolution condemning the assault and for the immediate withdrawal of forces from Ukraine. Did we see similar calls against Israel's war in Gaza and their attacks on Lebanon?
Well, indeed, we have not seen very similar calls from the United States around Gaza and Lebanon from the United States. And that has been a long history of the United States obstructing meaningful progress on a solution in the Middle East. The United States has stood in the way of peace and security in the Middle East for decades in defending Israel's colonial occupation.
Do you believe Peter's stance on Israel rectifies New Zealand's stance on the matter, considering we were one of 124 countries to vote in favour of a UNGA resolution calling for Israel to end its illegal occupation of Palestinian territories within 12 months?
What I would say is I was very pleasantly surprised that New Zealand did vote in favour of the vast majority of the world's countries in favour of that resolution. I think that's a really positive thing, and we shouldn't underestimate the political capital, I guess, used in voting that way, because the rest of the Five Eyes, that's Australia, the United States, the UK and Canada, all voted against that resolution, all voted essentially to support Israel's ongoing genocide in Gaza. So New Zealand really stood as an outlier amongst our traditional allies in voting in favour of that resolution. So that's a really positive thing. But on the other hand, I would say that isn't enough. That really isn't enough. The International Court of Justice has been really clear about the steps that are necessary, and states need to take those steps not to support Israel, in essence. And New Zealand hasn't really taken any of those kinds of similar material steps that it took against Russia, and that's what we would really like to see.
What had Peace Action Aotearoa hoped for with Winston Peters and New Zealand as a whole remarks at the UNGA?
Well, I think what we would hope is that New Zealand would take a more assertive role in respect of the situation in the Middle East. Now, New Zealand has had troops deployed on the border with Lebanon for decades. It has troops deployed on the border with Egypt between Gaza and Egypt and has done so for decades. So New Zealand is very intimately involved in this situation in the Middle East. Along with that, there's obviously the U.S.-led maritime expedition in the Red Sea to bomb Yemen. And New Zealand is involved in that. So we are very much involved in this conflict already in a number of different ways. So there's peacekeeping troops in Lebanon, on the border in the Golan Heights, and with Israel's territory with Syria and with Gaza, as I said. And so it is really important that New Zealand is seen as an honest broker, not a hypocritical broker in respect of international law. And so we need to be really consistent in those kinds of calls and those kinds of actions. And so New Zealand was very assertive when it came to Russia, actually stepped outside of the UN framework for sanctions and sanctioned Russia specifically. And we would like to see the same kinds of actions taken with regard to Israel. This is necessary. This is urgently necessary now. We need to stop this before this spirals even further out of control.
And do you think we could see this in the future?
I guess what I would say is it is difficult for me to see New Zealand taking much more aggressive steps without more sustained public pressure. And I think the public pressure that's been happening has been excellent. Around the country, we are seeing weekly demonstrations in support of Palestine all over the country, in small towns. You know, when you go over to places like Carterton, you go up to Whangarei, you go into little communities, there's weekly demonstrations in support of Palestine, and that is extraordinary. National Party MPs are being harassed in their electorates by people concerned about this genocide, and that is fantastic, and that's the kind of pressure that needs to remain on the government. And I think one of the reasons why New Zealand has had the courage to stand at the United Nations, because they know domestically the population does not support a genocide. They do support a Palestinian state, and they do support the end of this colonial project in Palestine. So I think we need to see that kind of political pressure really ramped up in light of the ICJ ruling.
That was the spokesperson for Peace Action Wellington, Valerie Morse, about Foreign Minister and Deputy Prime Minister Winston Peters addressing the UN General Assembly.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.